Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year is a continuation of the previous shir. Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. And we saw Mamish Neflois, Rabbi Satsumis, Vigadolat, Mitaras Hashem, in the previous shir. And now we are going to go further. And again, this is the this is based on the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu. David Zitzal, we saw numerous kashis, and we're going to continue. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lachman Beis on Beis, it tells the story of a Bas Kohen who was Mizana, and Rav Chama Bar Tuvia took bundles of twigs and burned her, as is the din. Bas Kohen, Yisoch El Iznaisis, Avia Yim Chalelis, Beish Tisarif. So while it's Bas Kohen who was Mizana, he burned her alive. I'm Rav Yosef says, Tov Italti, made two mistakes. Number one, Tov the Rav Masna, made a mistake with Masna, that this is not the proper way to do Sreifa. You don't do Sreifa by putting wood on the person and burning them. You do Sreifa by taking, by pouring hot lead down their throat. We know that the din is that only if there's a, Raisa says, only if there's a coin, there's judgment. If there's no coin, there's no judgment. Beis din is only done din in a fashas when the Kohanim work in the Beis HaMikdash, otherwise they're not. So you shouldn't have burned her that way, and you shouldn't have burned her at all. Fraktin Amukha Yosef, that since we paskin, the Beis din, makin v'oinshim shalem and adin, maybe that's why Rav Chama Bar Tuvia did what he did. Because Beis din makin v'oinshim shalem and adin, sometimes they go out of the normal framework of law, and they punish that way. So how do we know he made a mistake? He was doing it even though we have no Kohanim, and he was doing it even though he didn't, not in the normal way he did Sreifa, but he did it in order to, because sometimes Bezin is makin going from Shalem and Adin. We saw in the Gemara, in the previous shir, was Sanhedrin 46a, Yevamos 90b. So there he answers, in the Mukha Yosef, Ayin Sham, the Hosim Sanhedrin Gedolet, the Rav Kuvrayu, So he says that it's only the Sanhedrin Gedolim that's makin v'onshim shalom and adin, not a regular Beis Din. Even though we find a regular Beis Din is makin v'onshim shalom and adin, like cutting off the hand of somebody who's running around beating people up, or a murderer to blind him, that's to give them a little bit of a punishment. V'onshan k'tzas mimashu fiyavas ha-Torah. Give them a partial punishment. But not l'chai v'l'gamre. Like in this case. He was m'chai v'l'gamre kidin Torah, mamish the killer. That's the Mukha Yosef. Whoever in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Beis, he writes l'hejev, it's din, b'chol Beis, even if they're not smuchim, they're makim v'oshim shalom and adin. And the kasha is, maybe that's why Rav Chama Bar Tuvia did what he did. It's makin v'oinshim shalom and adin. It's ma baya. It's even based in shenem smuchim. So the urim there on the Shulchan Aruch writes, Sham lo yedor parts lo yitzorach shalom. He said, it wasn't tzorach hasha. if we made a mistake. If it was Tzerech Hashem, maybe. It wasn't like the girls were running around, all of them doing bad stuff. Just this one girl. She had no right to do this. No right to burn her. That's the Urim. Yechudat Sha'arim, he writes, then Mukai Yosef didn't make a mistake, but Yosef is correct. Ela desvir le devadai, Rav Chama, loy osa ze mitzad adin. The Reboi chov gimel adin in a foshes. Ve'ech hoye loy sham sanhedrin mechayiv misa. Derech ha'glomer shahayu chov gimel v'tol kulam. חי מי תמר רק אקפי רח ורב חמה ולאי כל הפיסטים והכל שיש שם מידר מלסו ועשוי מידים גודל הדור כמבור בשולחן הרור שם. מקומו קונטור ותארתי, this is all the highly כחידוש יערים ובזרת. וגם למגדור מלסו אני יוכל לעשות מיסה אחרת שאינה בתוירה ורואו חדושה עד שם יבוא מסצל יום הפס ויוכל לעשות בשבס ותינו כמחל שבס בסקילה, ותהיה חצי שתדענו ממלכס, כאילו בא לה בזנוס. So he says that Mukai Yosef didn't make a mistake. He just holds that definitely Reb Chama didn't do this mitzad hadin. Because in order to mitzad hadin, give her sreifa, you need chov gimel. Dine in a fascis. So where was the Chof Gemma? Where were the 23 people he had there? And it's Derchak to say, yeah, there were 23 people there, and they all made a mistake. They all made this mistake and burned her instead of pouring lead down her throat. And also, why did only Reb Chama do it? Not the whole Beis Din. So it must be that it was Migdor Milsa. In other words, there wasn't a Sanhedrin there, there wasn't a base, it wasn't 23. It was Migdor Milsa. It was to make offense. And he did it meeting Gadol Ador. And nevertheless, he made a mistake. He had the right to do it, but he made two mistakes. Tobitalti. Number one, even the Migdor Milsa, you can't give a Misa that's not written in the Torah. We see in the Chedusha Anshe Shem and Yevamis, Sami Atzadi Yom Beis. Ayin Sham. But you can't give a Misa that's not written in the Torah. It's also Mashma and Rashi in Sanhedrin, Yibra Maschi Beloi. Right, so she's come with the retol of Atsmi Luchayev, Miss Shen Luchayev, El Metzorah Hashoah. That not that they were miscabbing Lavrel Divrei Torah to create, to make up, to fabricate a Chi of Misa for somebody who's not Chayev. It was just the Tzorah Hashoah. And the question is, how would one think to be mechayev misa somebody who's not chayev? So it must be that even for tzarech hashah, you're not allowed to fabricate, you're not allowed to invent a misa that's not a misa shevetera. And in that he made a mistake. In that he made a mistake, and what was his mistake? His mistake was that he gave her a misa that's not written in the Torah. V'chein ta oid beguf hakoyach lasis l'tzarech shah, kevish lo yisan hendrin. Another mistake he made is that this koyach, do the tzarech hashah, he didn't have, since there was no Sanhedrin there. He needed a Sanhedrin to be mechayek, so he made one mistake to make a misa that wasn't written in the Torah. Number two, to do the Tzorech HaShah, he needed a Sanhedrin, and he didn't have a Sanhedrin with him. Like he writes them, Yosef writes that without a Sanhedrin, You can't be mechayiv legamrei kedin tov. So he was mechayiv legamrei kedin tov. That's Sanhedrin. Question is that it isn't brought at all in the poskim. This din that it's only the same misa. Lehuva. Poiskim din ze shirak voisa misa. In other words, that you can't give a misa that's not written in the Torah. It's not brought in the poskim. That's taka the mashmos of Rashi, and that's what the Chiddush Anshei Shem writes. You're not allowed to give a misa that's not written in the Torah. So why isn't this brought down in the poskim? Who says that everybody, the others argue with this yisod? Now, from the Nimuka Yosef, we see that even a samuch doesn't help. That in order to be manish shalom and adin, you need, like he writes, hasim sanhedrin gadol de rab guvrayu, but based in the alma lo, you need a sanhedrin. In order to be unmanishment and then you need a Sanhedrin. It's not enough to have a samuch. I am a Zebibirka Yosef, Bechoshim Mishpat Shem. However, in the Chedushi Aran, in Sanhedrin, of Chav Zayin, he says that you need a samuch. He doesn't say you need a Sanhedrin to be manish Eloi Ma'adim. He says you need a samuch. And he explains the Sigi that way. Chidushei Arim says it's a machlokes between the Ran and the Muga Yosef. The Ran says he needs a Samuch, then the Muga Yosef says he needs a Sanhedrin. So it's the Ran and Sanhedrin Mem Vav, Ayin Sham, that you need a Samuch, somebody who has Smicha. And he added, Shekol Dine Nefashis, Shedineim, Chiyuv Misa Mitzad Dine Hamalchus, Mitzad Dine Nogamkin Chayav Misa, Zeichol Nod Mitzad Humanusa de Malka. This is Reish Perek Zayin Yibam Mitzvah Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Ava ma shepatu v'dinei mi misa v'dinei nuchayu v'adei osu v'bein smuchim v'inei. That all dinei nefashis, that according to din of the goyim, is chayiv misa mitzah dinei malchus, and mitzah our din is also chayiv misa, then you can don, when the king gives you permission, then you can don the person. And the king tells you to do it, you should do it. Like we have Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who was working for the king, the Chafganavim, who were killed. You know, I don't know why they were Chayiv Misa Mitzad Dineinu. Akoponim, that's what he says. He says that Kol Dini Nefashis Shedineim Chayiv Misa Mitzad Dineinu Malchus, and Mitzad Dineinu Chayiv Misa, you can judge the person. But somebody who's Pater B'dineim Misa, or B'dineinu Chayiv, Vaday Aser. Even though Bedinenu is Chayiv, since Bedinam is Pater, and Bedinenu we don't have Smuchim, we don't have a Beis Din of Smuchim. So Memela, it's Aser to kill him. Because you need Smuchim. You need a Beis Din of Smuchim. So we have to understand that's the Ran Ayin Sham. So we have to understand this Tseiruf of Chiyuv Misa B'din HaMalchus U'B'dinenu. Din Lo Yisagi B'din HaMalchus Lo Yisagi B'dinenu Eich Mahani Tseiruf Shnei Mechayif Misa. I don't understand. It's not enough that B'din Malchus Alon Yischayif Misa. It's not enough B'dinenu Alon Yischayif Misa. The only way you're allowed to kill him is if he's chayav misa mitzad din malchus and bedinenu. So how does it work that each one individually doesn't work, but together they work? You also have to understand the svaras and machlokes. The Ran says you need smuchim in order to be done dinei nefashos. So then why doesn't he say you need a sanhedrin kedas and a buka yosef? What's the svaras and machlokes? One holds smuchim, one holds sanhedrin. What's the svaras and machlokes? And we also have to understand the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. See, if then Rabbi Yosef is only chisar and chiyuv misa. For another oinesh, you don't need tzimuchim. We see this in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chav Zayin. It says that there was a certain person whose name was Bar Chama, and he killed somebody. And the Reish Kalusa said, Yankov Bar, Rabbi Yankov Puk, go out, Ayin Ba, check it out. And if he definitely killed, then the Chuyenov, his eye should be knocked out. So you see, you don't need Smuchim. And the Chan holds, no. Even for other punishments, you need Smuchim. Either other punishments should have been a din. And therefore, the Ran explains, it's the Gemara of Chav Zayin that I just quoted, that it was Midian Malchus. In other words, the Bezin should punish, for that you need Smuchim. And there they were able to do it, Midian Malchus. It was discussed by the Birkei Yosef and Choshen Mishpat, Siv Bez, Shvus Yankiv and Simukuf Lamed, and the Chuvus Marmel Abin and Simukuf Lamed Ches. So why is it that we have a chumrah of the we have when it comes to giving Oinesh Misa? We have an Amukah Yosef who requires a Sanhedrin, and the Ran only requires Smuchim. And to give a regular punishment, we have the other way around, that an Amukah Yosef is more makel, he doesn't require a Sanhedrin, he doesn't even require smuchim. And the Ran is more machmir. There the Ran requires smuchim. There is more machmir than Mukhi Yosef. When it comes to Chiyuv Misa, then Mukhi Yosef is more machmir. Why is that? That we have to understand.